My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Okay, the Texans and the Rams had a spirited practice yesterday. No fights.
Yeah, not spirited in the fisticuffs type of way.
Not in the Giants and Lions sense. Yeah,
it was just a good, crisp practice. I thought it was really good work by both sides.
Yep, for sure. I think a lot of respect between D'Amico Ryans and Sean McVay. You know, they faced off against each other for many, many years when D'Amico's the DC for the Niners. McVay's running the show for the Rams.
That was the thing I remember about just the Rams being in town. Like one of the things that stuck out to me about the type of team that came in. I remember when the Texans had a combined practice with the 49ers, and I think it was in D'Amico's first year as an assistant coach.
It was 2018. That was the Jimmy Ward, DeAndre Hopkins.
So the biggest thing that jumped out at me immediately then was you had Bill O'Brien's staff of coaches, and then there was Kyle Shanahan's staff of coaches, which all looked like these guys were, I couldn't tell who the coaches were and who the players were. Like super fit, high energy and everything.
God, I hope we don't get into a coach fight.
Yeah.
It's going to be ugly.
D'Amico didn't even stand out amongst the coaches because they all look like fit and trim and everything. And then you got O'Brien's band of idiots.
Oh, my God.
There was a bunch of sloppy.
Tim Kelly.
Inept.
Poor Rack.
Yeah. But I do think like the tempo of the practice and kind of like the same attitude. It was like, okay, these are two similar teams.
Yeah, and it's a tempo where if you looked at those two head coaches, you'd be like, oh yeah, this looks like the tempo of a practice. Those two, like young guys, you know.
McVay is not, you wouldn't think that he might be an NFL player, but
he's in really good shape. Yeah, he's in really good shape. So McVay at one point in the practice, this was right after you and I got there, I think. They were kind of in between team sessions, 11-on-11 sessions. And it looked like McVay came up and started chit-chatting with C.J. Stroud. Mm-hmm. And I guess he was giving him some advice, maybe a little bit of teaching going on out there, I guess. Here was C.J. Stroud. He was asked about C.J. Stroud, Cali guy, L.A. kid, talking to the L.A. Rams head coach. What was that like, C.J.?
You know, just I'm a bit of a super fan of his, the type of scheme he runs, the way he calls it, you know, the way he uses guys in motion and just a whole bunch of different things. And he just seems like a good guy. And, you know, he just had some tips and pointers, also show me a lot of love, you know, which I appreciate. But, you know, I appreciate him more than he knows, just watching film, not even knowing him, just like getting better from the stuff that he does in that offense, along with Matt and those guys. So, you know, it's definitely just an honor just to know that he knows me, you know, which is a dope.
Yeah, I like that part.
CJ's the best.
It ties in with something. I was talking about this with Reginald and John yesterday afternoon after I got back from practice. I hopped on with them for a little bit. And that's been fun the last couple years because they bring in Will Anderson, they bring in C.J. Stroud, guys who played at big, big, big-time programs. And it was always fun to see that they still seemed very wide-eyed and just kind of in awe of the fact that, oh my gosh, I'm actually in the NFL. Remember how excited Will Anderson was to have an actual workplace? Remember, he's like, I've got coworkers.
He was walking down the hallway at the night he got drafted. He's like, I'm not in college anymore. I'm in the American workplace.
Yeah.
We're coworkers.
Yeah, he was pointing to the camera guy.
Yeah.
And But the other part that was cool is that when I've met some of the parents of some of these guys from the last couple of years, it's always just refreshing to see that they have that same energy. They're just kind of like, even though their kids have played at big time schools or what have you, they're just kind of in awe of the fact that this whole thing is happening. So it's kind of cool. They really appreciate it. But yeah. CJ saying it's cool that Sean McVay knows who I am. Like that's at some point it'll stop. It'll lose its novelty over time.
Sure.
But it's also, I like that CJ, it still seems very much like he has a certain humility about him. And he'll mention that, like, he still has a lot to learn. He doesn't think he's got it all figured out. Where sometimes, like, with Baker Mayfield, it felt a little bit like he might have thought he had it all figured out early on. And that attitude doesn't age well amongst quarterbacks, through a career or especially in year two or year three.
It is fun. Like, you know, that happens sometimes, like, when you find out, like, in this business, you find out certain people listen to your show.
Yeah.
They come up to you like, I listen to your show. Like, oh, you're way more famous than me. That's really, really cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's a similar dynamic, I think, probably, I guess.
Who's the one where you've been most?
Eric Bischoff, who used to run WCW.
Oh, used to listen.
He's very famous in the wrestling world. He DM'd me on Twitter one day that he listened to my national show that I used to do across the hall. And he's not even a big sports fan. He's a lifetime Steeler fan, but he liked the way that I talked about the NFL because it was funny. It was self-deprecating. You know, it's like all those things that if you're not into like the super nerdy part of football, you enjoy. He's like, man, you had me watching the draft again and getting back into football. That was mine for me, probably.
The biggest moment I had like that was when I was like in my first couple years of doing radio. And I found out that Jeff Van Gundy was a listener because he stole one of my jokes and used it on a broadcast and got a lot of credit for it. Yeah. And I was like, good. I didn't begrudge him for even steal it. But I can't remember exactly what it was. It was basically like he equated somebody not being able to make free throws like if you had a field goal kicker who just can't make field
chip
goals
shots.
It can't make extra points. Yeah. At the time, the Texans kicker was Randy.
Bullock.
And it was going through a rough stretch. But it was, I had made some really weird analogy. There's no way like he came up with the same analogy. I was like, oh, he's a listener.
Oh, that's cool.
I didn't like that he was getting so much credit for it on Twitter for being so witty in the moment.
You probably felt like, okay, it was a good joke. Everybody liked it.
Sean, I'm not a joke writer. I'm Conan O'Brien. I'm not behind the scenes.
No, you're right. Hey, do you get... Do you get a little nervous that the LA coach is over there just chit-chatting with our quarterback?
An aging quarterback of his own.
Yeah.
There's a very good chance that Matt Stafford will be retired by the time that CJ Stroud's
time for CJ to mulligetta agitate for the next big deal.
CJ won the Pro Football Writers.
Mulligagitate.
That's good. CJ won the Pro Football Writers Association Good Guy Award yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we'll get it. Get it now before there's any kind of contract dispute, I suppose.
I don't think.
Look, the Texans have already demonstrated that they're fully willing to extend a David Mulligetta client. Would I know that? Oh, yeah, they did it with Deshaun Watson 6 months before he asked for a trade.
Yeah.
Not even 6 months. They did it in early September.
Early September, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, if you're worried about whether Mulligetta can come to an agreement on a high-priced quarterback with the Texans, they've already done it once before.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so CJ got to meet Sean McVay, who he just said he's a self-proclaimed super fan of.
Mm-hmm.
He also got to meet Matthew Stafford, who is one of his quarterbacking heroes. Here was C.J. Stroud yesterday, asked what impressed him the most about Matthew Stafford.
Him is just his toughness. Like, man, he's tough as nails. Like, I remember watching the mic up with him. He broke his shoulder or something weird like that. And he finished a drive, and, you know, his shoulder was down there falling out of place. And, you know, I just respect that, you know, because it's not easy. And, you know, just how he manipulates guys with his eyes, his drops, his arm angles. Man, I've been a fan of Matt Stafford for a long time. And I wasn't trying to be like a fanboy today, but I asked him a lot of questions. Just try to just learn, and he was really honest with me and wasn't like mean, which I appreciate. So definitely a huge fan of his, one of my favorite quarterbacks of all time. And to like share a field with him was dope.
I could clickbait with that. He wasn't mean. Asked to give praise of Matt Stafford, C.J. Stroud said he wasn't mean.
It was funny, though.
It was funny.
He was like the kid. He was like one of those kids standing next to the rope expecting an autograph.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, he may say no.
Yell at me or something. Yeah.
He wasn't mean.
That's what I'm telling you, man. He's like a kid who just stepped off the bus.
It's very refreshing, man.
Yeah.
I like it. like it
yeah,
a lot.
He probably was a little bit. Like, I'm guessing CJ very much thought, like, I don't want to be a nuisance to him, you know? Yeah. I don't want to be like some kid that's tagging along and annoying him while he's trying to practice football.
Yeah.
And Stafford was very complimentary of him as well.
Well, and if you're wondering how much CJ loves Matthew Stafford,
yeah,
this was CJ Stroud on the $1 Million Worth of Game podcast a few months ago, and he was asked basically, like, who's your guy when it comes to other NFL quarterbacks?
He might be up there with Brady and them, bro.
No, come on.
No, bro. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
Let me go back. Hey, because though, because look, look, dog, hold on. Before you do all this, I'm a student of the game. Stafford, a dog.
He
bro.
Is a dog.
No, you don't understand, bro. You saying that. That's all I watch. I don't watch nobody else. I watch Mahomes at times because Mahomes does some stuff that, like, you can't coach. Stafford, dog, he will beat you with the same thing every time. All that no-lick stuff, I got that from bruh. Like, literally, that's one of my big, like, I'm a fan of his, like.
If he's a great quarterback.
I be trying to find, bro. But like, we got the same trainers. I be trying to, like, go to where they working out and just watch.
That's all I'm saying. Like, Charles Barkley.
Hold on. If you give Matthew Stafford a chance like Aaron Rodgers, I guarantee he might have had more rings, for sure. I think Matthew Stafford.
Oh, Matthew Stafford had more rings than Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he had another ring problem.
No, I'd say he had, like, 3-4.
He might. It's possible.
Bro.
He good. But what I'm saying is levels of greatness.
Aaron Rodgers only having one ring is almost like, it's going to become, 20 years from now, it'll be like people not realizing that Benjamin Franklin wasn't a president. It'll be like, you have to be like, well, actually.
Yeah.
Not Alexander Hamilton either. And also, Aaron Rodgers only had one Super Bowl, by the way. Yes.
Yeah.
It's one of those weird things.
And yet he's on the $100 bill now.
Yeah.
Because he was talking about running for office.
And I feel bad even saying that, like, only one ring. It's impressive.
It's still amazing.
It very much feels like he should have had way more than one ring.
For sure. Yeah. For sure.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
So yeah, that was CJ. Now there's people, Seth, on the text page thinking the exact same thing I was. I thought it yesterday when
McVay's
I was out there watching
CJ.
McVay out there interacting with our quarterback. Yeah, text message. McVay's actually trying to take him from us.
What if he's like, hey, you ever surf? You ever surf, CJ? I know you're probably, oh man, I got to get you out there.
You were on the, you lived in the IE in Southern California, the Inland Empire. Come to the beach sometime. You can afford to live on the beach now.
You ever been to the helicopter show at Catalina or whatever they call it in Step Brothers? What's it called?
I love how we have Sean McVay sounding like Steve-O from Jackass.
He does a little bit. He's got a little bit of a whiny voice.
CJ, you know I did an 8-ball of coke with Mike Tyson in a bathroom? Huh?
He's just over there trying to turn him on to coke. CJ, you drink? No, I don't. I actually don't drink. You ever tried coke?
That's literally something Steve-O, John Granato and I had Steve-O in studio for an interview back when I was at my old station, and he was late for the interview. So John and I are just kind of killing time. In walks Steve-O. He was performing at the Improv that weekend.
Yeah.
In bursts Steve-O. We were talking about Mike Tyson, John and I were. Steve-O sits down, turns the microphone on, and goes, you guys are talking about Mike Tyson? Oh, man, let me tell you about the time I was sitting on the floor of a bathroom with Mike Tyson doing an 8-ball of coke.
You know, of all the stories, that's when you tell you. Now, Steve-O's cleaned up since then.
He has.
Steve-O's like living on a farm outside of Austin or something, right?
Yeah.
So he's clean and sober now.
So is Tyson.
So is Tyson, right. Yeah. But sometimes you have to make a decision about, like, well, should I tell this story? Okay, I'll tell the story, but I'm definitely not going to say who it is.
No, Steve-O.
Steve-O did not. There was nothing filter. In Steve-O's brain where it's like, well, maybe. Dude. Of all the people that I might not want to mention the name, maybe I shouldn't bring Mike Tyson into this.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Tyson might not be cool with this story being out there,
dude,
you know?
It was funny.
Although Tyson himself would be the last guy on Earth right now that would actually punch you for. Well, he did punch that guy on a plane, but that guy had it coming.
That guy did have it coming.
I mean, he was definitely, like, 100%. That's not even, like, by old school. It was all, like, Tyson. The guy was in his, yeah.
And he plans on punching Jake Paul several times in November this year.
If it ever happens.
Yeah,
Jake Paul's too busy trying to kill his dog.
Yeah, that's true. Yes.
Did you see that?
I heard about it. Yeah,
I know. There's all kinds of stuff. I'm not good diving into that quagmire.
We'll get back to the Astros at the top of the hour. I thought this was an interesting question that somebody posed on Twitter the other day. Given the Texans, you know, it's a strong roster, but there are areas of need still. If you could bring back a former Texan in their prime for this team, who would it be? They put up a poll on this. I don't know if Seth has seen this. I'm going to have him guess if he hasn't.
I've not seen it, and I will guess.
You
and
will
I will guess?
Guess
it accurately.
Promises made. Here we go. We'll have that for you coming up next.
Oh.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.